With all the horrific acts committed by ISIS, you'd expect hate, anger, and grief from the people whose communities have been victimized, like Coptic Christians in Egypt, who saw 21 of their own beheaded in that ISIS video from Libya. But listen to this. That's the voice of Egyptian singer Anne Alfred. In a video that's now gone viral, she asks for forgiveness, not hate. May Noman, my friend and colleague over at BBC Trending, spoke with Anne. May joins me now from London. What does Anne say in this video? Translate for us, May.
Anne's message in her video is about forgiving, especially your enemies. She says that forgiving and loving those who are around you and your family is easy, but forgiving those who persecute you and show you hate is actually much more difficult. And this is what she believes her religion teaches her. And she wanted to send this message not just to Christians, but to all Egyptians.
And does she explain what forgiveness does? I mean, we're caught in this kind of like seemingly nonstop cycle of revenge.
For her, she when I spoke to her, she said that, you know, it's only normal that people will feel hate and anger at the acts of the Islamic States and others towards Egyptians and the Egyptian Christians, especially. And she understands, for example, the families would actually, you know, it's completely normal that they would ask for revenge or be seeking revenge for what happened to their children. But what she hopes is that spreading love and forgiveness would be a stronger message than that of hate, because this cycle of hate needs to end somewhere. That's what she believes.
I mean, it's a great bumper sticker, but when you get down to the micro level, I mean, when you spoke with her, did she tell you how she'd convinced, for example, the mother of one of the men who was beheaded in Libya to forgive?
She recognizes that it's not necessarily realistic to go and ask the families to forgive. She realizes that it's a lot to ask and that it might happen and might not happen. But I guess her message is one of hope, that people can just let go of the hatred and move on. But interestingly enough, actually, this video, while it trended now, was actually, she made this video back in 2011, right after tensions were high between Christians and Muslims inside Egypt. Mm. But what we found, interestingly, is that the messages back then under the video, when it trended in 2011, there was more of a debate between Muslims and Christians about who's right and who's wrong and who started these tensions and who's to be blamed for what's happening and the sectarian violence that erupted in Egypt after the revolution. But now the messages under the video are mostly messages of support from both Muslims and Christians in Egypt. They're showing solidarity now that they've found a common enemy that hurts both of them.
And Alfred, how well known, how popular is she, a singer in Egypt?
She's a Christian singer, so she's quite popular amongst the Christian community in Egypt. And she's 27, she's quite young. She's a singer and a performer. She does several of these videos, and a lot of them are popular on social media in Egypt.
So the reaction prompted by this video was a reaction to what happened, this mass beheading in Libya. Could it possibly bring together Christians and Muslims in Egypt as a result?
Well, the relationship between Christians and Muslims in Egypt has always been one of tension. Even before the revolution, there were tensions, but they were kept under control to some extent. And now people are seeing a bit more reasoning and more unity. You can't really say that now that they're both completely in, you know, united. But now that they found or they feel that they're under the same threat, they feel that if they stand united, they're stronger that way.
May Noman, my colleague at BBC Trending, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
And you can see that Egyptian video, encouraging forgiveness for your enemies, at PRI.org.